Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cabaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Cooper and Rigney drops the ball. Lowry is safe on the error. Lowry moves to second. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scheffing. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Pavko reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-1 in the game. Blattner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. Blattner moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 1 in the game. Borowy hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-2 in the game. Borowy is hit by the pitch. Morello moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to third. Borowy moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards third. Lorke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Borowy. Kennedy moves to second. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Borowy covering. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Blattner moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Blattner scores. Rigney moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Bob Chipman now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Thompson scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon pinch hits for Bill Nicholson. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to second. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Sturgeon moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Giants. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sturgeon scores. Lowry moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-4 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Stanhack pinch hits for Bob Scheffing. Joe Beggs now pitching. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.